T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back here for the 9 o'clock hour. Training camp coverage will continue tomorrow. Brought to you by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. For more information, call 305-558-8000 or log on to careerinayear.com. Learn more, man. Got a lot of different programs for you to get into, and we'll help you find a job. Do it great. 4 or 5 years of college is not for everybody. It's not. And so anyway, this is a great alternative, and I want to thank them for being with us. Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges, thank you very, very much. 305-567-056. We'll have a lot more on day two of training camp today. We'll have it for you tomorrow morning as well, and see if who's hot and who's not. Who's hot and who's not. Anyway, we did hit the Tua thing. It's amazing, man. Anytime you look up, there's a good chance it's another Tua topic. We're running out, man. There's only so many ways you can turn between now and September 11th against the Patriots with the Tua something that's going on right now. Now, of course, Jimmy G, because of their old offensive coordinators, now our head coach, that just adds another little side street to jump on there with as well. Anyway, hey, Woody, what do we got coming in?
Well, in a shocking turn of events, Joe, there's some stories here unrelated to Tua.
What do you have?
All right, how about this one from Horndog?
What's Horny have?
Most embarrassing thing I've ever done to my family. When I was in middle school, I got caught gambling in church during the morning service. My parents argued over who was going to beat my ass on the ride home. A little different. I like that one. That's frowned upon, right?
Gambling in church? I would just assume.
I don't know. My parents had me going to confession every Saturday, and I was literally trying to find things I did wrong to go in front of and sit and...
Was it hard to find things you did
with
wrong?
Come on, you're a kid. Like, sit in this little private dark spot. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I was like, Father, I cursed. I went to bed with some dirty thoughts.
That's nightly.
That's a couple of Our Fathers and Hail Marys right in there, right? That one.
Glad enough to
the dirty
that.
Thoughts.
Right, jeez.
Tommy in Hialeah gives us this one. He says, that was great, Joe. I had a similar experience at a mojito bar. She asked, how old do you think I am? Tried to be nice and said, 52. She started crying, saying she was 45. 52.
First of all, man.
That's a hell of a guess.
50.
It's a hell of a guess.
You can't win on the hair. You can't win on the outfit.
No.
Have you noticed I've lost weight?
Right.
No.
No.
Really happy.
Yeah. Oops. Yeah. Oh,
but
yeah.
But no, you look great. Yeah. I mean, if it works.
You look great for 50.
I haven't been in this outfit. No, it looks great. Try to. You didn't notice, did you? What else you got, Woody?
So these are longs. So I hope I get this right here. But this guy says, my best friend got engaged and had an engagement party last year. I knew his lady had a twin sister, but didn't know that they actually looked that similar. While meeting her family, I asked an older-looking woman if she was the mother of my friend's lady. Turns out it was the twin sister. She's 35.
That's a shot.
Oh, man.
Asked if she was the mom.
Yeah.
Dude. That's like the 52 one. Right?
I got to tell you, some of these moms now, some of these mothers that have kids in their late 20s to 30, and these mothers are in 50. The new, for some of these women, I know they get a little help, but 50 and 60, I know you guys haven't really noticed.
You should ask Zach Wilson.
Some of the 50, 60-year-old women out there.
Zach Wilson knows what you're talking about.
Somebody told me Lobster Bar is just loaded in. Oh. They line up. Lined up at night. Single. Not going
what
in
is
there.
This?
Let me write Lobster.
Lobster
No, you
bar?
Don't have to do it. Jack, Jack, you're married.
You're going to get after it in Tampa, aren't you?
I don't think there's a lobster. Well, maybe there's a lobster bar up there.
Tampa's an interesting
Tampa's
place,
fine.
Man.
Tampa's no worse than here. I'm good. I'm just going to go to my room and watch TV, all right, Jerky?
Different area codes, though. You know what
all
they
right,
say.
Well, all right. Go, what else you have?
Right. Tua's new name will be Tua Brady after Brady treats him like his son for 2 days.
Jeez. Really?
One thing's pretty funny. Tom Brady, hey, South Florida media, Mr. Brady won't be talking to the media today. We'll see about tomorrow. We don't know.
He's not feeling so great. That's a problem.
And it has nothing to do with Tom throwing the football on his team this year.
My friend from the 407 weighs in here. He says, Hollywood, tell him your most embarrassing moment is when you stumble speaking as the traffic bitch.
Jeez. That's your buddy.
It's actually kind of
That's
funny.
Your buddy right there.
What do you call you, though?
Traffic bitch.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for the
weather bitch the other day.
That's right.
All right. I look, man, I find a good insult funny every now and again. A Dolphins one here, we must now accept it. Noah's a bust. And for all the crap he gets, Tua is by far the best of the 2020 first rounders.
Yeah, so far, sure.
He's what?
The best out of those three first round picks. Tua.
He said Tua is better than the other two quarterbacks?
No. Our first rounders.
Oh, our first round picks.
I don't think he meant Burrow and Herbert.
I'm sorry. I thought you.
That's my guess. If he
Listen,
meant that, then, you know.
We got to stick with him, man. And Pat and Sam, mostly Sam. Sam's coaching the corners. They just got to keep working on technique. But the part that Bo and I both have discussed way too much, I don't know if anybody's been a defensive back out there, but the difference in the really, really good ones, there's three tiers. There's ones that can cover. They can all stay tight in coverage. The real good ones jump up and intercept them. Take chances, know when to jump, have a great feel by watching their guy where the ball's headed towards as it's being thrown at their back. And then there's another group, the Byron Jones group, who still get their hands on a lot of footballs, but don't have very good hands. Or I don't know if his mindset's to even catch anymore. Right. It might just be to
drop, knock
bat it away or something. Then there's a third group, and Iggy's in that third group right now, and he's got to move up. He is going to play, I don't know a lot, but he's going to play a lot of football coming up Saturday night.
He's athletic.
They got to find another guy besides somebody not named Nick Needham, Byron Jones, and Xavier Howard.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
They are desperately, desperately hoping they have some young guy that makes a big jump and goes, well, he's got his confidence, his technique is great. I think he's ready to step up and get some playing time and dime packages. Because as of right now, you go dime packages, you're going to go with your safeties. You've got two safeties that cover better than the other guys.
Right.
Rowan Hollins. Anyway, what else, Woody?
This guy says, I mean, these are tough to read, but they are funny. But this guy says, Joe, my most embarrassing moment was when I went to my cousin's house to see the World Cup. The Mexican soccer team was going to play that day. And this guy said some choice words about the Mexican soccer team. And apparently all the people there were from Mexico.
Yeah.
So he found himself in hot water there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know what to say about these
some
stories.
Serious trouble. Not.
Listen, I am always aware of my surroundings from that standpoint. Like
No, but you don't say insulting stuff to like individual people, really.
Sometimes you just talk too much.
Yeah,
and
you're hard
just
on certain people, like our boss.
Yeah.
Oh, now, you are now we're gonna start calling people up to him lately, but
like you haven't been tough on him sometimes too. Right.
Me,
I think we all
not to his face,
right. Not to his face. Well done. Well said.
I'm not gonna touch that,
Joe. While you're in Tampa,
he's just about in his car, so right, it's just about.
Yeah. Joe, while you're in Tampa, you need to try Burns, one of the best steak places.
No,
I've
we've
ever been
there.
To.
Yeah, we know,
so
we
good.
We've closed her down.
What do you get there? What kind of steak do you go with?
I don't know.
Woody. You got to try the Chateaubriand with a little béarnaise sauce. Lovely.
Thank you, Woody.
You got it.
A dessert room.
This guy says Tampa's a dump. Busch Gardens in Virginia is twice as nice as that crap in Tampa.
Tampa's a little bit of a dump.
Okay. I don't work for like the Tampa Chamber of Commerce. I don't care.
Sometimes it sounds like you do.
I lived there for 5 years. I don't care.
I don't mind it. I got family
their
up there.
Sports
My,
scene
I got
is doing
in-laws
pretty well.
Up there. We go up there. Huh?
Their sports scene's doing pretty well.
Yeah.
There are three teams. They only have four, but there are three we take.
I was telling you, if you really want to get nuts while you're in Tampa, I could send you. There's a couple places I could send you.
I'd tell you something about Tampa Bay. Besides, their Lightning are very good, and obviously Brady's going to have a chance to go deep into the playoffs. The other story is they get rid of all their best players and bring in new players. Two of their best players are injured now for the year, and they still have a playoff spot as of right now. I don't know how it's going to end. And they don't go out and spend money. They do it around a budget, and they just get guys to come in that, and they get the most out of them in their minor league system. Keep spitting them out, and then when they're real good, they trade them and get some more young prospects and get them ready to go. And the Marlins have been trying to do that program, and it just.
They know the blueprint. They just can't execute.
Can't do it.
Yeah.
Maybe this thing they have with a couple of these young guys starting to hit a little bit, because that's basically what they're doing now. They're playing a bunch of young guys to finally get this thing figured out.
Anything at this point.
All right, listen, we do have a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we can.
We may have to steer clear of the text.
Are they nasty? Are they mean?
No, I mean, the stories are funny, but they're just not like.
What are you talking about? Stories about.
We need. Remember what we talked about earlier, like with you going on like Jake Paul's network, where you could just be drunk and say whatever you want? He's changing sports radio shows because he's going to be drunk and cursing.
Right.
Right?
That's what he wants. Yeah.
He says he's changing the game.
He didn't change the game. I'm just, listen.
What if he came to you and was like, Joe, listen, I want you to join my network?
Nope.
Could be an extra zero on that.
Wouldn't do it. I know some guys used to like him. They'll like him more now and say he's a decent guy when you're with him compared to the guy.
He seems like a great guy.
He tries to play. Yeah, he's a great guy because you like him.
He's been very nice to Vic.
Why don't we get
– He does like
Don't
Vic.
Throw Vic in here. Now you're trying –
He's not even in town.
That was bait to get Vic all fired up this morning.
He's in Buffalo, you know, sniffing around. He loves the Bills.
Yeah. Is he?
Yeah. He was talking to Dorsey and Rousseau.
He flies up there for training camp so he can shake hands with the players.
All right, well, there's a shot. You amazingly get a lot of shots, even at Vic, who does all this stuff for the University of Miami games. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. I just love this other story away from football, which we're going to be hitting the you-know-what out of with college and pro football getting ready to get rolling here. This Kevin Durant stuff, and even Kyrie Irving, like, seriously? Kyrie Irving wants to come out and say he's not happy with the head coach and the GM. I'm like, hey, Kyrie, seriously? When you play a handful of games, I don't really get you. Nobody cares what you think. You don't play, man. Kevin Durant, his situation, he looks so bad.
Right.
For a superstar right now, Zach. He looks so bad. And a guy that, when he played, was unbelievable. He's great. But for this guy to go to an owner to say, here's what it comes down to. So, like, either the GM and head coach go or I go.
And how about the owner tweeting out not very far after that that I stand with the
– stand by my guys.
Right. Like that's a – that's why there's no way you can't think that somebody inside that office leaked that out and said, this is what Kevin Durant just said to our owner.
So anyway, the other side of this is for Kevin Durant. The team has made it real clear. Like, look, we got to get fair value. We're not just going to give you away. Even though you're 34, going to be 34 years old, we're just not going to give, if not the best scorer in the league, one of the best scorers in the league, give him away. We're just not going to do it. We're going to ask for everything possible, whether it's the Heat, whether it's the Celtics, whether it's the 76ers. We're asking for a lot. And so Kevin Durant is like, and now, listen, guys, on the NBA shows are ripping him. I mean, it's, you know.
It's just a terrible look.
And you signed it. You knew potentially all the things. You shouldn't be surprised. But here's the part that really gets me. If Kevin Durant, I get, you know, the good old guys club. But instead of sitting ripping the head coach, who, by the way, I don't think is very good either, who just because you play doesn't make you a great leader of a coaching, consider he's really never done it, and whatever the GM. All I know about that GM, he put together a big three that looked like on paper it had a chance to be really good. Kyrie, James, and Kevin.
Right.
That three, like, now, things happen. And Kyrie refused to take the shot. James Harden was in just pathetic shape.
Yeah, terrible.
And lost it. And so, Kevin, don't be – why are you mad at the team about that? Why don't you be mad at those two guys? I see him bonding now with James Harden at a concert. You know, he don't want to say anything about Kyrie, although, listen, it's pretty obvious. You played and took the damn shot so you could play. And Kyrie said, I don't care who you are, man. I know you came because of me, and we're going to do it together, but not this year. Like, doesn't part of you, like, some point get mad at those guys?
I mean, you put it together in the beginning. Kevin Durant put it together with Kyrie. This is the two. This is my guy. We're going to go to Brooklyn. We're gonna put a team together. We're going to win a championship. Steve Nash. We love Steve Nash. We want him to be head coach.
Well, one guy wanted Steve Nash. In fairness to Kyrie, it wasn't him. It was Kevin Durant.
But Kevin Durant was the leader of the pack here.
At Golden State, and that's when Kyrie said, we'll be running things with Steve Nash.
That's it.
No, you're not. No, you guys, you've gone too far now.
What a disaster this whole thing was, Brooklyn.
So now Kevin Durant realizes, holy crap, will somebody please give something? And he's opening up to places like, oh, but again, you can't have it both ways and tell everybody, as long as these three guys are still on the team, I want to go there. Well, like, no, you got to give up some
helps.
Of the best players. You can't, like, handpick the guys you want to play with. You're really good. And they want to return. I don't blame Brooklyn. They want a lot, and they should.
Brooklyn's got him locked up for 4 years, unless I got what I wanted.
You signed a four-year, $198 million. You took it, and you should have known every potential scenario. James Harden just didn't get out of shape for the first time and hang out at nightclubs in Vegas with all the top rappers. He's been doing that a long time. And Kyrie, you know the deal with Kyrie. You saw it with LeBron.
I want cameras around this team when Ben Simmons and Kyrie Irving in the same locker room all year long with whoever else it is, Kevin Durant or whatever trade they get.
Well, I think
this is going to be a nightmare.
I think the Ben
this
thing.
This is going to be a nightmare.
Those guys, man, are like, dude, one thing about it, you either can play or you can't, but at least you got to want to get out on the court. And I think he's got so many demons. It's incredible. The first overall pick. I don't understand. If you work hard, why you can't improve parts of your game with that kind of talent that he has, Ben Simmons. I still don't understand it. I thought he worked hard. Others have told me. Zaz says he does. He's got a reputation not being a hard worker in the offseason.
He's living the dream, man.
Yep.
He's getting paid a ton of money
but
like the dream.
But you're getting killed on social media for soft and like he played in a market. He played in the wrong market
He did.
Not be able to
now
dunk
he's in
a ball.
Much better market in New York. They should go easy on him.
You know where he needs
he's
to be.
He's just a bum. Like it's just
Orlando,
such a waste of time.
Oklahoma City, Sacramento, name the teams to the bottom. That's where he needs to be. Where there's no pressure, where no one cares if you win.
They won't boo you as much.
Right. You're the star player on the team.
But you got to be on the court.
Well, yeah, of course. Now you
gotta
play.
Now you got your back fixed, so there's no excuses. Like, soon as that back's well enough, your ass needs to start shooting free throws, start working on 15-footers. By the way, you don't have to be a great three-point shooter. A lot of guys. Dwayne Wade was never a great three-point shooter.
No. But he also didn't, pass a layup.
No. That guy wanted the ball late in the game. Like, all those things that this guy doesn't have.
Give me the free throw line 17 times a game, and we'll win this game. Ben Simmons doesn't want to shoot the ball.
But
he's afraid.
This goes back to Kevin Durant, though. It's just he's looking with what he's got around him. He's even going, do I really want to deal with Kyrie? I know he won't say it. Do I really want to deal with Kyrie and Ben Simmons?
Right.
Do I really want to try to make this thing work? Because I'm going to be doing some heavy lifting again. I'm going to leave every night with sore shoulders and a bad back from carrying guys. And you don't know Kyrie. You don't know if he's going to show up and want to play or not.
Just go back 3 or 4 years. Could have signed a max deal probably with Golden State that would have paid luxury tax out the you-know-what.
And he was all salty about the injury. He was salty about Draymond.
He could have stayed. They could have won more even though guys got hurt. Could have been in Golden State.
Draymond showed his ass up on the side about taking a last-second shot, and he went salty. Now they, sit together on podcasts and blame everybody else and nothing else.
Yeah, the best buddies.
It is. Listen, they're just as big of phonies as we are doing this radio show. There's no difference.
Is there any team that he's not interested in, by the way? Like this, whatever Fox's version of First Take is, they have, what do you make of KD's reported interest in the Sixers?
Of course he wants to
is what
the
they're
Sixers.
Talking about now.
I think there's a couple teams. I could see
on,
Philly
really
being
go
one.
Back to Philly and play with Harden again?
Yep.
They were tight. You seen the other day at the concert.
Yeah, they seemed real tight.
Spraying champagne on the comeback.
By the way, when you play for 5 or 6 teams in your career, that's not a great look either, right? You end up playing for that many teams?
I don't know. As long as they're getting their money, they don't care about that. Listen, everybody's chasing a championship.
I get that.
We got high school kids. We got 280 high school players that just transferred schools in the last 12 months to play, including just as we're talking, they're changing.
Zach's right, though. I mean, I think KD does need to win a real championship to validate everything that he's done.
It's just weird how many teams
are you saying he's got to drive? Are you doing that? He's got to drive the bus?
Yes. He just does. Like those championships in Golden State, that team was so loaded.
That's a different.
He rode Steph Curry to
get out of here. Look at, I know everybody can dogpile on him. The guy was the best player on that team. Period.
That guy wanted to make good on his career. He should go back to Oklahoma City.
He was the best player. I love me some Steph Curry. He was the best player for 2 years on that team. He didn't win that MVP because everybody likes him in the media.
That's true. That I mean.
I don't know. I just think Steph's a far superior player. But
I don't know if he's far superior.
Steph's a better teammate and a better dude. I agree. Steph's been smart, man. How good is he going to look with everything? And I remember some guys used to get on him, including LeBron, and now all of a sudden my man is knocking down threes.
Yeah. By the way, head coach Mike McDaniel speaking to the media and just said, quote, he's encouraged about the idea of not playing Tua in the preseason opener.
Yeah, been waiting to hear that.
Yep. So that's the first sign of anything about what might happen Saturday night.
Well, he did say these practices, and it's going to be a great take for everybody that has them. All they need, I want to see him get some work in these practices where I know nobody can hit them because I can't trust anybody in the games. I'm telling you, the NFL, what will the count be of starting quarterbacks in the NFL that do not take –
One snap in
three preseason games.
He said everyone should be prepared to play, but may not trot out all the starters. He's leaving it open to change before Saturday after the practice today.
There's one guy at left tackle that will not play. I would not let the X-Man play.
No.
And those type of things. Anyway, what do you got, Woody?
Can I just read you something funny here? So Omar on Twitter goes, he's flying a certain budget airline. You guys can figure out which one that is. And he basically says they keep asking me to buy a seat. Are they going to make me stand up all flight? And of course, he tagged the airline in the tweet. So now, there's a ton of replies on here on how horrible the airline is. And the person that runs the airline account is having to respond to all these idiots now.
That's what happens.
This guy, like, know your worth, never fly them, do better. And then, like, so they, the airline writes back, like, we're sorry you've had a negative experience. Some guy, no tips other than to say you've made a mistake, too many bad experiences.
So
they wrote back, we're awfully sorry to hear about this. Good luck. That airline's horrible, someone says. We're sorry about that, they said.
That social media guy.
So let me ask you.
First time I flew them, there was rusty water leaking from the overhead bin and some duct tape, and it goes on and on.
So how's Omar going to be flying now? Because he's not going to be flying with the Sun Sentinel anymore. How's he going
to
be flying?
He wrote a whole thing this morning. Today is his last practice. He will not be covering a Dolphins practice after today.
Today's a good day for him to get after guys he's been fighting with
right.
and take one last
He told
shot
someone
at all of them.
He did. He went through the entire Jordan Phillips thing in a social media post yesterday. Jordan Phillips told him he's going to kick his ass.
I was there.
Yeah,
I saw it.
And then Jordan Phillips had his best practice ever. Omar said that was probably because of that.
Don't firebomb the airline though like that. I mean, on your way, like, come on, man. Like, everyone knows they suck. Like, they know they suck. They have a person that's probably multiple people that are hired to write back to people that have crappy experiences.
You're saying those people are staying pretty busy.
Mm. Well, obviously, I mean,
so
have
how's
a reputation
he,
for sucking.
So how's he going to be flying on the new job? Is Brandon going to fly him first class on everything?
I didn't even think so.
He's going to need your card to upgrade his seat.
You're the only one that keeps telling me about my card so I can sit and wait in some place and drink champagne.
No, you get access to the lounge.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Never done it.
I mean, you pay that ridiculous annual fee. You might as well.
Will you stop worrying about everything I pay?
It's always about your cash.
I'm trying to make sure you can retire on time. You're already paying this big annual fee.
Never seen a guy so worried about my money every day. Gosh darn it. Just never stops. Hey,
By the way, market's doing a lot better. I'm like the Merrill
what do you
Lynch
have?
Guy. It's doing better. You want a stock market report?
Yeah.
Do it right now. It's brought to you by QC Kinetics. If you've got chronic pain and want to avoid surgery and steroids, call QC Kinetics for your free consultation today, 954-787-PAIN. That's 954-787-PAIN. And things are looking better here, man, after the inflation report.
So I didn't,
from
I
yesterday. So we're up to start here. We're up. Everything's good. The inflation cooled.
So I don't need Merrill Lynch.
Went up, but
I don't need
else cooled.
I don't need Merrill Lynch Dave. And God bless Merrill Lynch Dave. He calls me and it's always positive. I said, Dave.
Of course.
Like, stop. No, things are great. I looked no, it's not. I see what it says and I saw the last that she sent me and it's not. It's down. It's down a lot. I mean, No. We're doing great. Dave, stop it. I know.
It's about the comeback.
You're calling everybody and telling them it's good. No, it's not. It's okay, though. I haven't called you.
He knows, bro. Highs and lows. It's all right. We'll get it back.
We'll see, man. We'll see if we get it all back. You know who we're going to get back? Don Bailey Jr. Talk some Miami Hurricanes football. Nobody is closer to Mario and that program than Don Bailey Jr. will get caught up on offensive line, wide receiver, and a lot of other stuff right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.